Hello. Hi, hello. This is Sheila Mate.
Oh, hi. Okay. Hasn't come on yet, but several are trying, I know, that are going to be on, so. Gabriella, Elizabeth, Ruth. That's who I talked to just a while ago, sent me a message that answered me back right away. So we'll
Judith, Ruth.
just wait. Good. Okay. Hasn't come on yet.
Okay. I got, here with, I got someone special with me today.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what
I
you
said
said.
I have someone special with me today. I
Who do
have
you have
Ruth.
with you,
Hold on.
Jean? Let me put it louder. Maybe that's my problem. Okay, one last time.
Okay, I have Margaret, which she's Ruth, and she's going to be our special guest today.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Gabriella?
Okay, we're waiting. We've got several on now.
Okay.
He may be waiting until just about everybody connects, and then we'll want to mute after a certain point, before he gets started, so that we don't have any background noise. And remember, we're being recorded, so let's wait quietly.
Connie.
Okay, we're waiting.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Morning.
Good afternoon. Morning.
Get up. Good morning. I know we're several, so I'm going to go ahead and mute now and
I understand. I was about to just start. I believe there's some new people who's on the line, and to prevent background noise from wherever you are, it's best to mute your phone by pressing star six. The way I teach is I welcome interruptions, I welcome questions, and you'll be able to unmute your phone to ask any question by pressing star six a second time. If you have a question and you don't feel like interrupting, then please write the question down so you don't forget it. With that in mind, the beginning of our classes are basically about unifying the consciousness of people that are on the call, but also the consciousness of people who will hear the recording later. And the other aspect of that unification is connecting to energy. So we will be saying for about 20 to 25 minutes various forms of the of Hebrew prayers, Hebrew statements, kind of just go with the flow and receive the energy. With all that said, please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemim Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagi Bor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivah Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Yam Leim Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Biro Rucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Et Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zopre Kidushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Ku Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Alumot Shinkufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawun Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Leachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nande Kucha Berichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kolayu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Belach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledahya Leya Mineya Ulanaga Veya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolait Stirit Bialma. The energy of our current year, 5780, has two aspects. One is revealed, that's the word compensate. One is concealed, that is the word shefa. The way we reveal the shefa and connect to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Today, we are going to be studying from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 6. Afafuni mayim ad nefesh tehom yisov veini so chavush leroshi. The translation of this verse: the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We've been saying that verse for a number of years. We started in 5774. And we've noticed when we discontinue saying that the conflict in the Middle East seems to get stronger. The one verse that we study that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wistam ti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan ta willo yergaz od willo yosifu vene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hezayo ala da la awa he he a yozala me be he he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Ba wa me be yo he he, a nu wa pe me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa ta pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he wa nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo wa a la me ta he. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me se me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the eighth day of Tevet. There's only one Tzaddik that left this day. It's Chaya Mushka. She was the wife of the Tzedek Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. There are many daughters of Chabadniks over the years who have been named after this woman by the name of Chaya Mushka. And is our pattern, since we don't have a class this evening, on the 9th of Tevet, which starts at sundown tonight, the Tzaddikim who left, Ezra HaSofer, he is the author of the book of Ezra, in the that is included in the Tanakh. Some say he was a prophet, some say he is like Daniel, connected to Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Ezra of Girona, Rabbeinu Yosef, the son of Shmuel HaNagid, and the son-in-law of Rav Nissim Geon of Kiryuan, Rabbi Yehuda Weber, known as Reb Weitel. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool to climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yahu, you ahuni wu yahu, you ahuni wu yahu. Od, you ahuni wu yahu, you ahuni wu yahu, you ahuni wu yahu. Netzach, ye ahini wu yahi, ye ahini wu yahi. I ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevura. Yeah. Ni wi yoh. Yeah. Ni wi yoh. Yeah. Ni wi yoh. Chesed. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Bina. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Hachma. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vadaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo taseh. Lecha pesel kom temuna asher bashamayim mima'al washer baretz mitachat Yehova shebamayim mitachat laaretz lo tishtachel lahem ולא תעבדם כי אנוכי השם אלוהיך. אלקנה פוקד אהרן אבות על בנים, על שילשים ועל ריבעים, לשוני ויוסף חסד לאלפים. לאוהבי ושומרי מצוותי לא תישא את שם השם אלוהיך לשווא, כי לא ינקה השם את אשר יישא את שמו לשווא. זכור את יום השבת וקדשו ששת ימים תעבוד, ועשית כל מלאכתך ביום השביעי, שבת לה' אלוהיך. לא תעשה כל מלאכה, אתה ובנך, וביתך עבדך, ועמתך ובהמתך, וגרך אשר בשעריך. כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, וינח ביום השביעי. על כן ברך השם את יום השבת, ויקדשהו כבד את אביך ואת אמך, למען על כן בירך השם את יום השבת. ויקדשהו כבד את אביך ואת אמך, למען ירחום ימיך על האדמה אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ברעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך, לא תחמוד אשת רעך, ועבדו ועמתו ושורו וחמורו וכל אשר לרעך. We will now connect to the two lines of the Shema. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left, as we all say together. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. now utilize the abridged Kaddish as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today. Itka David Kadashime Rabbah, and we all say Amen. Bialma Divra Kirute Viam Lich Malchute Bechayechon Viomechon Uvechaye Tiko Beit Yisrael Pa'agalau Vizman Kariv Vid parafishta bach, vid paar, vid romam, vid nase, vid tadar, vid tale, vid talal, shemede kucha, le elamin ko birkata, vishirata, tushbechata, venechemata, da amiran bialma, yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, B'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O'se shalom b'imromav, u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. The handout for our class today, which is about Shovavim, and that will be explained shortly. The handout is available on the unique Astrological Times landing page. You will find it, that link, underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you click on unique Astrological Times, it opens up to a landing page. If you scroll down approximately 3 inches, you will get to a period or a section in bold that says preparation for the period of Shovavim. The first link under that section is Shovavim handout. That is the handout for our class today. I needed to mute the phone during the energy section of our class, so I'm unmuting it now in case anybody wants to ask a question. Does anybody have a question? Okay, I will begin reading the handout, and the purpose of the reading of the handout is to reinforce the learning in multiple modalities, senses. If I continue to get background noises or crackling, I will have to mute again, and if that happens, you can always unmute by pressing star 6. The Mekubalim, the Kabbalists, reveal that in the 6-week period, the 6-week period that begins with the Parasha of Shemot, and that Parasha begins Motzi Shabbat on the last parasha of Genesis, which is Vayechi. And that's the parasha we study this week. Why I chose this Sunday to begin Shovavim is that to begin it next Sunday means we're already in the period and we lose the opportunity to do the appropriate actions that will assist us in utilizing the period of Shovavim, the energy of Shovavim, which is similar to the month of Elul in that the universe supports a period of teshuvah. And teshuvah is returning the hay. When we do a negative action, we separate the lower hay from the three other letters of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav. Teshuvah returns the hay and reattaches it to the Vav. That is the process. I'm continuing to read. It starts with the parasha of Shemot and ends with the parasha of Mishpatim. And it is a period of potential teshuvah for any errors created by us in the Sefirah of Yesod. And Yesod deals with creativity. It deals with creation. It deals with sexuality. The word Shovavim is an acronym for the six parashiyot. The six parashiyot of the period of Shovavim are Shemot, which begins with the Shin, Vayera, which begins with the Vav, Bo, which begins with a Bet, Beshalach, which begins with a second Bet, Yitro, which begins with a Yud, and Mishpatim, which begins with a Mem. Thus we have the word Shovavim. Shovavim is a Hebrew word that translates as a mischievous child. There are other ways to translate a mischievous child. We all have seen these children. They're the ones who know they are doing wrong, and they get that sly smile on their face. They enjoy doing wrong to see others' reactions. I ask you to contemplate, why would the Kabbalists use this acronym for this particular period of time? You won't find this word on any Hebrew calendar. It's only through the study of Kabbalah does this idea get revealed. The consciousness, knowing that it is a time of teshuvah, only comes through the study of Kabbalah. This period begins in the middle of Capricorn, of Tevet, and ends before the month of Adar. The more you learn about these months, Capricorn and Adar, and these six parashiyot will all help you to achieve the tikkun, the correction connected to this period of the calendar. We will speak more of this below. In the Tanakh, Shovavim is written twice. Both times it is in Jeremiah chapter 3. Once in verse 14 and once in verse 22. Both times it is being translated as faithless, yet has the connotation of a mischievous child. This is a child that is making mistakes, a child who is pushing the limits of his parents' patience, and a child who is acting in a faithless manner, not listening to the teachings of his parents, and usually not even the yelling of his parents. This next paragraph about leap years, I'm going to read, but this is not in leap years, so please understand that. But during leap years, it's not a six-week period, it's an eight-week period. During leap years, there are two additional weeks that are added to the period. And these two parashiyot are Truma and Tetzaveh. And the acronym is the two Tafs, Tat, The word tot occurs 14 times in the Tanakh and has 8 different meanings, which are the following: allow, allowing, gave, give, giving, shall give, will give. And when was to be given? Thus, this year, the period is known as Shovavim Tat. I have never heard of an explanation of why these 2 additional weeks are added in the leap years. I have my own opinion, and I don't wish to reveal it in a year that isn't a leap year. Shovavim has a gematria of 360, and Tat has a gematria of 800, for a total of 1160. 360 is the gematria of the letter Shin when it is fully spelled out. Shin, Yud, Nun. The letter Shin has the essence, the energy of starting fire. But the meaning of fire is passion, the strength of our emotions. This, continuing to read, this indicates the idea of the passion being acted out by the mischievous child. Other words that have this gematria are Hashanah, which translates as the year, the name of the city of Shechem, the phrase Kovi Boker, meaning morning stars, or actually my morning stars, the name of God dealing with healing, Mem He Shin, the fifth of the 72 names of God, with the addition of the upper worlds, Yud He, that has a gematria of 360. This is teaching us that when we do teshuvah for creative and sexual improprieties, we are creating healing. This next paragraph deals with the number 800, which deals with the leap years, so I will skip that. And also the second paragraph, dealing with the gematria 1160. Continuing. The Zohar in the Parasha of Kiddushin says, actually, I forgot to do a L'shem Yichud as we started this class. When we said the Baruch Shem phrases in the Shema, we grounded all of the energy that we had, excess energy that was beyond our capacity in our vessel to handle. So I'm going to say a second L'shem Yichud right now before we start to study this Zohar. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishtinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenei. The Zohar from Parashat Kiddushin. Utachatze bezim na deish dekach barnash bezivugach adekar venuk ba beit gavin beit kadsha kedaka yeot kedain hu shalim beikreyachad. Pela pagimu pagine kach bae barnash lemeste leitea behahio shata lizamna La biruta tada imeya vichkavnun parvayu kihad lehayo mila vikad mishtahe tarvayu kihad tidain kolahad benafsha ugufa benafsha liadbaka dabada biruta hada ugufa kimadi olifna Tivarna shtila nasiv ukiman Teit pelig vikad mit chaberan Tekar benufa kedeni davidu Chad gufa ishtekach Dein hu chad nafsha Vechad gufa v'ikre barna shechad Kidain kudshabarichu, share be'echad, be'achkid rucha, be'kudcha, be'ahu echad, be'ileni krun, be'nin de kudshabarichu, kimadit marugine kach, Kedoshim tehiyu kadosh ani Hashem Zakain inun Yisrael dila O kim mila da bayatar Achara ela beya mamash Diktiv ki kadosh ani Hashem Begin leit da baka Willa beachara Bealda kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh Ani Hashem Eloheichem. The translation of this verse: Come and see. When a person is in one union, male and female, and aims to sanctify himself properly, then he is perfect and is considered one without defect. For this reason, man needs to bring joy to his wife at that time of marital relations, to prepare her with him with one desire, so she does not feel forced. Both should ready themselves to that matter. And when both are together, then everything is one in body and soul. In soul, to cling to each other in one wish, in one body, as we learn that a man who does not marry is like a half. When they join, male and female, they become one body. Thus they are one soul. One body, and man is then one. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, dwells in the one, and deposits the Holy Spirit in that one. Meaning here, there flows a Holy Spirit in the fetus, which is conceived from them. These are called children of the Holy One, blessed be He, as we learned above. And for this reason, you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy. Fortunate are Israel for not placing this thing elsewhere, but only to Him. As it is written, For I, Hashem, your God, am holy. For only the Holy One, blessed be He, is truly called holy, that His children are to cling to Him only, and to no other. Hence you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy. This Zohar helps to set the tone for this period of Shovavim, or Shovavim Tat in a leap year. The year 5780, as I've said, is not a leap year. And here is an essay from Rabbi Ariel Bart Sadak on the subject of Shovavim. Tikkun Shovavim, the correction of the mischievous child. Shovavim is the Hebrew term for mischief makers. Fittingly, the word is also an acronym for the six weekly Torah portions, Shemot, Vayera, Bo, Bejalah, Yitro, and Mishpatim. The reading of these portions fall within the two Hebrew months of Tevet and Shvat. This period is considered auspicious for fasting and the rectification of the sins of character weaknesses, most notably sexual sins. And as an unwritten commentary, I think this is an appropriate place. When we had our Rosh Chodesh Tevet connection, we discussed that the coming of Mashiach is delayed from the month of Tevet to the month of Shvat due to an action by the son of Jacob, God, spelled G-A-D in English, Gimel Dalet in Hebrew. God is a child of Jacob. He is a child of one of the handmaids, one of the four wives of Jacob. And he did something, but the Torah does not speak of it. None of the commentators speak of what he did. So we don't know. But it is quite likely that the reason that the universal energy is teshuvah for sexuality, it's quite likely that what he did is a sexual sin, a sexual mistake. And so when we do shovavim, when we correct our sexual mistakes, we are correcting his as well. There are many different types of traditions associated with these weeks, yet they are all for similar purpose. And this is for teshuvah, to return the hay, and tikkun, correction. The general sin which almost everyone is guilty of is in one form or another of sexual impropriety. This can mean forbidden relations or behaviors on one's own part, or even the mere thoughts that we allow ourselves to think. Let me stress that last idea. Sexual impropriety can be forbidden relations. Essentially, that's sleeping with a woman who is in nida during her period or during the days of that she is counting for her purity, for the cleansing. There is a number of leniencies associated with that. But it is something that has happened to people without their knowledge. Because the flow can start unannounced. Perhaps the woman knows when it starts, but in the throes of passion, is she really aware of that aspect of her body? But an important aspect of this tikkun is thoughts. And we live in a generation where the thoughts of sexuality are constantly being reinforced through billboards, through advertising, through discussions, through comic relief. Sexuality is paramount in this generation, which the Kabbalists would teach that this is a significant event, a significant aspect of the correction of the human race. And that correction deals with the sin of Adam and Chava. And people speak, the Torah speaks, that the sin of Adam and Chava was eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And we in Kabbalah have understood that the eating metaphor means that something was put inside us. But that can also apply to the Midrashim that deals with Adam's first wife, known as El. We don't say her name because she is the female aspect of Satan. And there are many Midrashim dealing with the sin was not the concept of eating, because Adam did not have a digestive system, not until the fall. But this metaphor of putting something inside of you could very well be a sexual experience. Remember, Adam and Eve are not even a full day old. They were not born completely perfected. They were born physically at the age of 22 or 20. But their mental consciousness, they were extremely wise. They were tzaddikim and tzaddeket. Yet, they made this mistake. And that mistake was that of a mischievous child. Eve was curious. Eve had a desire. The Satan utilized that desire in order to, quote-unquote, trick her. Adam created the condition because he told her to not to touch the tree, when he was only told to eat, not to eat from the tree. The Satan pushed her against the tree. She didn't feel any negative energy from that experience. And that was why the earth was cursed, because it had allowed a tree to grow that did not have the same energy, taste, feel of the fruit, which was what Hashem had ordered. Continuing. Our sages, and especially the masters of the Kabbalah, emphasize that sexual blemishes are the greatest stains upon the soul and serve to create great distance between our Creator and ourselves. I am adding, this period of Shalavim is a good period to do teshuvah for sexual mistakes. It also needs to be done during the period of Elul as well, if it is necessary. Yet it is never enough just to proclaim our remorse or our desire to repent. A change of attitude must accompany our statements of remorse. Repentance must be taken to heart and acted upon with true sincerity, not just filed away as a mere academic performance. Honest change in one's internal character only comes about when one first changes one's external behavior. Change seldom arises independently from within. We must often help it along. We are admonished by Rabbi Meir in the Perkei Avot to do the right thing, even for the wrong reasons. For in the end, doing the right thing, even for the wrong reasons, will transform us internally to do the right thing for the right reasons. The actions change the attitude, not the other way around. It's a good lesson to learn. As important as it is for one to change one's behavior, changing attitudes is most important. Even when we are doing the right things, we must still look deep within ourselves to address our improper thoughts, our improper attitudes, and our improper desires. Comprehensively, changing what one does can only come about through a cultivation, an expression of inner strength, of discipline, and moral character. Remorse and apologies mean nothing so long as one continues to repeat offensive behavior. Shavuot is a time for us to not only change undesirable behavior, but also to reflect within one's heart upon the reasons why one has chosen wanton ways and what one can do to better oneself, to no longer weakly choose to embrace foolish choices. Our sages, this is an unwritten commentary, the sages have always told us, both in the Pirkei Avot, in the Talmud, and other places, they have always told us that no one does a sin, a mistake, an action that is negative. No one does this thing without allowing an essence of foolishness to come into their consciousness. Shavuot is named a mischievous child. That's the foolish consciousness. The written commentary. Note the hint to binding by striking. When we have the internal conversation as part of our stopping our reactions, we learn what aspect of our internal nature we want to change. Also, the more one attempts to make change, the more one is likely to achieve that change. Teshuvah means to turn away from one's wanton, foolish behavior and to change what is good. Excuse me, to choose what is good. Tikkun takes this one step further. Tikkun means to repair and correct, which leads to completion and perfection. It is not enough that one no longer creates further damage. One must also make repair of the damage that one has already caused. This is the meaning of taking responsibility for one's actions. Only when one does what needs to be done to make repairs for what one has broken, can it be said that one indeed has turned from their former ways and has made teshuvah. Rectification of sexual blemishes must be accomplished in two different ways. First, one must repair the spiritual damage caused by one's deeds. This is done by reciting certain prayers, meditations, and by fasting. The second, yet primary method of rectification is that one must address one's personal weaknesses and character flaws that led one to stumble onto this forbidden behavior in the first place. Unless one learns strength of character and addresses the heart of the problem within oneself, no amount of spiritual work will make tikkun and allow one to avoid reincarnation. To state it simply, unless one can first rectify the source of blemish within one's character, the results of those blemishes in both the physical and spiritual world cannot be rectified and wiped clean. Let no one misunderstand this. Our entire Torah is based upon this principle, the principle of changing yourself by evaluating what aspects of your character, your midot, that you don't like and want to throw away, want to do without, want to change. Earlier, as I was reading, the emphasis was on, I mentioned Nida, which both partners participate in. But there is another action that is also can be participated by both people, but it also can be very much done by the male alone. And that is a phrase in Torah called wasting seed. It refers to the modern word masturbation. These are the sexual sins. Without going into details of how these sins come about, know that there is no one in this generation who is not guilty of a sexual sin. If you passed a billboard showing a woman in a bra, and you're a woman, it took your mind away from Hashem and put it on humanity's bodies. Everyone has committed sexual sins. And the period of Shavuot is well suited because it is the shortest days of the year. It's well suited to help us correct those mistakes. I'm continuing to read. Concerning traditional observances of this period, one of the most popular is the observance of fasting. Torah tradition defines a fast as total abstinence from any and all food and drink, including water, from the moment of dawn, when the rays of the sun are first seen on the horizon, until dusk, when the last rays of the sun fall below the horizon. During these winter months, when the days are short, such a fast day may only last for 10 or so hours. As such, a fast of such brevity is relatively easy for most, and therefore can be observed by many. When abstaining from food and drink is one way of, while abstaining from food and drink is one, I just looked at the time and I realized that our hour is up, and I can see we're about halfway through the class. And I had mentioned last night in our Zohar class that if it looked like we were going to need to, rather than continue for another hour now, I would use the scheduled class, which begins at 3 p.m. West Coast time. That's 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We have another hour where we will finish this study. We're going to leave off here. Leave your browser open. We will start here. And we will complete this study during that class. The rest of the class is primarily dealing with the actions that one needs to take, such as fasting, such as Gilgul HaSheleg, which I will explain, such as other forms of fasting like a word fast. Many different techniques, including tzedakah. But I will address the concept of tzedakah here with the idea. Our sages have said we are a weak generation, and I think that's very well true, and I don't think anyone would argue about it. But as a weak generation, they recommend we make payment through charity, through tzedakah, rather than fast. But when it comes to the shorter days of the year, does that really mean true? Or were those words of the sages directed to the longer days of the year, the summer months, when a fast, a daylight fast, could be as much as 12 or even 13 hours? We will continue this at 3 o'clock West Coast time. I'm going to unmute the phone for those who wish to ask a question. Please unmute your phones if you'd like to ask a question. If you have any question that you don't feel like asking publicly, feel free to call me at 818-613-3457 or by sending me an email at yeshen, yeshshen, at hotmail.com. And I think you will find some additional information in my weekly email this coming Shabbat, actually Motzi Shabbat, when I discuss the parasha and the weekly energy of the week of Shemot. Are there any questions? I'm looking forward to those of you who can return at the time. If you happen to miss either recording, this class or the next one at 3 West Coast time, you can go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row, the third column from the left. There is a link to all of the recordings. And by the end of the evening tonight, I would expect that I will have both recordings up on that recordings webpage. Shalom, shalom gadol to all. Shavua tov, have a beautiful week. Shalom.